D&D.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Long time no talk. Just a couple of minutes in between these two ball games as we're back once again at Delaware Academy as it's game two of this Delhi Girls Tip-Off Tournament. It's the host school, the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, taking on S.S. Seward from Section 9. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew, they're on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. The winner of this game will take on Cambridge, who was just a 61-53 victor over the Cooperstown girls. It was 25 points from freshman Sophie Phillips that got the job done for Cambridge of Section 2. So they await the winner of Delhi and S.S. Seward. And as expected, the fans continuing to fill in here to Ed Schalke Gymnasium. Should be a packed crowd here tonight for the Lady Bulldogs, who again are a very good team. They've been in the MAC championship game the last three seasons. Last year they fell to South Courtright in the Section 4 Class D championship game. And that's kind of a funny thing, because say Delhi wins that game, say they beat SK, they would have played, guess who, S.S. Seward, the team they played tonight. So if you're remembering S.S. Seward, like, where have I heard that name before? They're from Section 9. You take a trip down Route 17, you'll see them down that way. But they played South Courtright in the regional round of Class D last year. It was Section 9 versus Section 4. Courtright walked away with about a 20-point victory in that game. Courtright just played absolutely phenomenal. Lexi Du Bois just ate up S.S. Seward, and they couldn't stop him that night. But S.S. Seward, always a strong Class D or Class C team in Section 9, as there's not that many Class D teams in that area. So they have moved up to Class C this year, so this could be some nice sectional points for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs if they can get the victory here tonight. Delhi, of course, with a nice victory the other night over Shenango Valley, 36-27. But talking with head coach Todd Bruce, he said, we just have to find a way to execute on offense. We had lots of opportunities. Shots just weren't going down. We weren't executing. And, you know, I think I hear that from every coach around the area early in the season. They're just ripping their hair out thinking, boy, how are we ever going to get this on the right page? And a couple of weeks in, magically, it seems like everybody is just ready to go. And I wonder if we'll see that here tonight. Delhi set this tournament up. They wanted to invite all these really strong teams. They wanted to challenge themselves. They wanted to see where they were early in the year, because it's not going to get any easier from here for Delhi. The MAC definitely has some strong teams in it, including what I would consider the local favorite in the BG Lady Bobcats. They look like they are absolutely loaded again. They are the three-time defending MAC champions, beating Delhi the last three seasons in that MAC championship game. And they made it all the way to the Section 4 Class C championship game last year against Watkins Glen and lost by 2 points. And the big thing for BG is they get everybody back. Every single person that was in the starting five in that championship game, they get back from a year ago. So BG only really lost two players, and the one that was a huge impact was Becca Reyes, who is now playing in college, and she's doing a great job. So it is one of those things that you get all those pieces back. That's certainly really, really cool. But losing Becca Reyes, they'll have to replace that if you're the BG Lady Bobcats. But besides that, you get everybody back. That's what Delhi's going to have to deal with. And I think coming into and playing in this tournament here tonight for Delhi is certainly going to be a good test to see going forward how they can do not only against a good team like this, but a good team like BG in just a couple of weeks. All right, we're going to take a break for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and we'll be back. It's the second round here, or our second game, I should say, of the Delhi tournament featuring the Delhi Lady Bulldogs and S.S. Seward. The winner will play Cambridge tomorrow in the championship game. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We'll get you the starting lineups here tonight as we have the Delhi girls taking on SS Seward. The winner will take on Cambridge in the championship game tomorrow. First, our starting lineups. First four visiting SS Seward, the Lady Spartans. A senior, number 11, Erica Stroud. A sophomore, number 13, Alexia Roach. A senior, number 22, Nikki De Los Santos. A freshman, number 30, Josley Medina. And a senior, number 33, Alexa Chiapone. And the head coach for the SS Seward Lady Spartans is Joe DiMattina. On the other side, for head coach Todd Bruce and the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, a senior, number 2, Logan Bruce. A senior, number 5, Olivia Wakin. A senior, number 10, Caitlin Finch, a junior, number 11, Anna Post, and a senior, number 21, Julia Burns. Delhi is in the home white uniforms tonight with the gray and the maroon trim, says Lady Bulldogs in front of the uniform there in maroon trim. And we will have SS Seward there in the black uniforms here tonight with the orange and the blue trim. So we have three teams in this tournament that the primary colors are orange and black. So Delhi is the lone man out here wearing the white with the maroon. Delhi will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off here tonight, and SS Seward will go left to right. Of course, SS Seward, a team that took on South Courtright last year in regionals, and we have some more information on SS Seward that we'll share throughout the broadcast here. They've gotten off to a strong start in their season, winning their own tournament. They did a nice job there, and Now they come up here to take on the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. This is a team that's played together for quite a long time. When you look out on the court here tonight between Anna Post, Caitlin Finch, Logan Bruce, and Olivia Wakin, these four have been on varsity the last few years and have been a big reason why they've gone to three straight league championships. Delhi will win the opening tip, and here is Caitlin Finch on the left side of the floor. Across now for Anna Post. Post finds Logan Bruce, and they'll set up the offense here. Into the corner for Caitlin Finch. A bounce pass. Now finding Julia Burns down low for Post. Turnaround shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound for S.S. Seward, and here they come. Left side of the floor here for Erica Straub. Straub with the ball will now find Roach. Straub and Roach should be the two main players that we'll focus on here tonight on the scoring column here for the Lady Spartans of S.S. Seward. Back to the top of the key here for Medina. She tries a long three. Off the mark, no good. A rebound for Chiapone. Up and in. A 2-0 lead, and Delhi is looking to run. Here's Logan Bruce trying to go coast-to-coast, lays it up, and goes full court and puts it in. Logan Bruce, the senior, with her first 2 points here tonight. We're tied up 2-2, and now a traveling violation against S.S. Seward. The ball will get turned over and come back here to the Lady Bulldogs. Of course, this is just a very successful group overall when you talk about Delhi Girls Athletics, as they won Section 4 Class D this year and went on to states in their soccer season. Had a great season there as Logan Bruce and Caitlin Finch were both first state all-team selections. Here's Olivia Wakin at the top of the key finding Caitlin Finch. Drifts into the corner, tries a long three-pointer, left side, no good. Rebound for S.S. Seward, and they look to bring it up the floor. Now to the right side here for the Lady Spartans. A jumper there for Medina is off the mark and no good. Rebound for Logan Bruce. Lost the handle, out of bounds, but they'll say it was last touched by S.S. Seward. And so the ball will go back here to the Lady Bulldogs. Bounce pass will find Anna Post. They'll bring it up the floor for Logan Bruce. She gets trapped right at midcourt, gets tied up there with Straub. And possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give it back to S.S. Seward. With 6:35 to go in this first quarter, we're tied up 2-2. And so S.S. Seward will get the bounce pass in here to Medina. Medina in the corner right in front of the Delhi bench, manages to get away from a trap but goes right back to Straub, who gets trapped herself. We'll have another jump ball, and this time it's a turnover for S.S. Seward, and they'll give it back to the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. With 6.5 minutes to go in this first quarter, we're tied 2-2 between Delhi and S.S. Seward. The winner will face Cambridge tomorrow night in the championship contest here of the Delhi Bulldogs tournament. Here's Julia Burns, a step-in jumper. That's off the mark and no good. Rebound here for S.S. Seward. They're off to the races. A long pass ahead, stolen away by Caitlin Finch. Here come the Bulldogs. Left side of the floor for Finch. Pulls up, stops at the corner elbow, and that's good on the left side for Caitlin Finch. She knocks it down. Delhi takes a 4-2 lead as she hit that one from the elbow. Another traveling violation here against S.S. Seward, as once again that was Straub right at midcourt. Looked like she was a little nervous trying to escape a trap and shuffled her feet. With 5:55 to go in this first quarter, it's 4-2. Here is Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce with a bounce pass. Now finding Olivia Wakin in the corner. Back to Bruce. She tries to feed it inside once again, looking for Anna Post. Taken away here by S.S. Seward. They'll bring it back up the floor. S.S. Seward on the right side as they go left to right on your radio dial. A long three there for Medina is off the mark and no good. Rebound. They go ahead for Logan Bruce. She puts on the brakes. Now back out. Caitlin Finch wants a straightaway three. Left it short. Skim the front of the rim. Ball loose. Scooped up by Logan Bruce. Bruce takes it down low off the back of the rim. This one is no good. Burns with a chance. Her shot is blocked. And finally, S.S. Seward comes away with it. With 5:10 to go in the first quarter and a 4-2 lead, Delhi on top of S.S. Seward. Length of the floor here for Alexa Roach, and she puts it up and in. We're tied up now 4-4. She dribbled right through the defense, and a right-handed layup was good. Here's Logan Bruce crossing the half-court logo. Now dishing one off for Burns. Her jumper left it short, and a rebound again for the Lady Spartans, and back up the floor they come. With 4:45 to go in the first quarter, we're tied up 4-4. S.S. Seward setting up shop here in their own offensive end of the floor. Here is Straub. She tries a long three. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound is brought down, up off the glass, and good for Alexia Roach. And Seward takes a 6-4 lead with 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. And now it's going to be a charge, as the Delhi fans were all thinking that was going to be a foul, as Olivia Wakin took it in for the layup. Layup was good, But instead, it's a charge, and S.S. Seward will get the ball back. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Delhi is going to take a timeout. With the score, S.S. Seward 6, Delhi 4. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So out of the timeout, it's 4:25 to go in the first quarter. S.S. Seward girls leading Delhi 6-4 here in the first round of the Delhi girls tournament. Seward's going to give it right back over with a backcourt violation. And so Delhi will get the ball back. Here's Logan Bruce as Delhi goes right to left on your radio dial. Bruce on the right side of the floor. Now they reverse it to the far side. Working it inside for Anna Post. She puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Anna Post with a great move to get in the paint, puts it in, and is fouled. Checking into the game here for Delhi will be junior wearing number 4, Hannah Baxter. Post is going to go to the line looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Here is Post settling in. Shot is off the mark and no good. So we're tied up 6-6. Seward with a rebound, but they'll toss it out of bounds. And Delhi catches a lucky break there, and they'll get it back. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 6-6. So here is Olivia Wakin. She will inbound the ball, finds Caitlin Finch in the left wing corner. Inside pass for Anna Post. Turnaround shot is blocked there by Chiapone of S.S. Seward. And back up the floor comes the Lady Spartans to the left side of the floor. Now here for Roach at the top of the key. Roach handing one back here for Straub. Straub back for Roach inside the paint, and she's fouled as she goes up for the right-handed layup. And this foul will be on Hannah Baxter. With 3:50 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 6-6 between S.S. Seward and Delaware Academy. And to the line, here is Roach. First shot is up and good. Roach, just a sophomore, wearing number 13, here for S.S. Seward. They're in the black uniforms here tonight with the orange trim. Roach goes 2 out of 2. She's got 6 points. And Delhi will bring it back up the floor. It's S.S. Seward 8, Delhi 6, with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Here is Caitlin Finch finding Logan Bruce. Bounce pass into the corner. Now they'll work it down low here for Anna Post. Back outside for Bruce. Bruce in the right corner will dribble drive back across for Caitlin Finch. Pump fakes on a 3. Finch gets into the paint. The shot is up and off the mark. No good. Rebound back out for Olivia Wakin of Delhi. Wakin passing for Logan Bruce, right wing side. They got a fresh shot clock to work with here. Let's see what they do. Wakin in the paint, up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound here for the Lady Spartans, and they'll bring it back up the floor with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Delhi with that signature swarming defense, and they're looking to trap as the Lady Spartans get it to the left side of the floor. Little bounce pass inside, blocked away there by Baxter as Nikki De Los Santos went up for the left-handed layup, and Baxter said no, no. Swatted it out of bounds with 3:05 to go in the first quarter. S.S. Seward leading Delhi 8-6. Spartans will inbound underneath the basket. Delhi looks like they just need to settle in here. Running the offense well and getting some good looks. Kind of exactly what head coach Todd Bruce told us before the game, that's how it looked against Shenango Valley. They were able to pull out the victory, but just couldn't execute like he thinks they should be able to. Right side of the floor here for Erica Straub. Throws it down low off the hands there of Jocelyn Medina. Out of bounds, and it goes back to Delhi with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Close ball game so far. Delhi trailing, 8-6. Here is Logan Bruce, right wing side in front of the S.S. Seward bench, finding Caitlin Finch at the top of the key. Finch dribbles, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, passes one off to Olivia Wakin. Wakin skips across the top of the 2-3 zone, finds Finch in the left wing corner. Back up for Logan Bruce with 10 on the shot clock. Bruce finds Finch in the corner. Entry bounce pass, finding Anna Post. Good up and under move. Can't finish the layup. Rebound for S.S. Seward, and they'll look to get out of trouble's way. Back up the floor here for Roach. Roach ahead for Medina. Medina, a little give and go back to Roach. Tosses one up, blocked out of bounds, and possession will stay with S.S. Seward. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Still an 8-6 lead for S.S. Seward over Delhi. Seward will look to work it in here to Chiapone. Chiapone back outside for Medina. Wants that three-pointer, fires it up. It's too strong. A rebound, and a post rips it down, and a foul on S.S. Seward. So Seward now with two team fouls, and Delhi with two team fouls as well. That was the first foul of the evening on Nicky De Los Santos. Back up the floor for Delhi. Here is Caitlin Finch. A bounce pass for Logan Bruce. They go to the high post. Olivia Wakin, good drop step move, puts it up and can't get that one to go. Skim the front of the rim but wouldn't go down. Seward with a rebound. Back up the floor for SS. Knocked away, though, by Logan Bruce. She swooped in behind the defender, poked it free, and came away with it. Across the Bulldog logo at center court. Finding Finch in the corner. Left side three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound for Baxter. She's all alone. Can't finish the layup. Another rebound for Seward. She did everything there but finish. Lady Spartans back up the floor. Here's Medina. Wants that three-pointer again. Won't go. Rebound is for Roach. She can't get it to go. It's like there's a lid on the rim on both ends of the floor. And she'll get another opportunity and is fouled and will go to the line. This is going to be a foul on Hannah Baxter. And that will be Delhi's fourth team foul here with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter with the score. S.S. Seward 8, Delhi 6. And Seward will send Alexa Roach to the line here. Roach, first shot is good. She has 7 points. Delhi has just gone a little cold here in the opening part of the game. Sophia Wakin will check into the game, younger sister of Olivia. And so second shot for Roach is off the mark, no good. A rebound for Anna Post. Sophia Wakin, just a freshman at 5'10". Could be one of the future weapons here for the Lady Bulldogs. Here's Finch, pull-up jumper, got it from the foul line. Splash for Caitlin Finch, and she has 4 points. So it's S.S. Seward 9, Delhi 8, as we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Here is Seward looking for the inside pass, and we're going to have a foul from behind, I believe, on Sophia Wakin. Let's see. Yes, that's the call. As Seward was trying to work it down inside to the right low block, and they whistle Sophia Wakin for the foul. Seward will get it in at the foul line. Here is Medina. Medina leaves one off for Roach. Had her pocket picked by Anna Post. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Sophia Wakin, left side of the floor, pulls up. Lost control of the ball and instead will dish it off to Logan Bruce. She gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper is good for Logan Bruce. Nothing but net there, and Delhi takes the lead 10-9 with 45 seconds to go in the first frame. Now another steal here for Delhi. Caitlin Finch swoops in and takes it away. Delhi goes right to left on your radio dial. Finch with a bounce pass, finding Olivia Wakin up off the glass. She's fouled, can't get the shot to go, but she'll be shooting two. With 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Delhi leading 10-9. First shot coming here for the senior, Olivia Wakin. Takes a deep breath, and first shot is up and off the back of the rim, no good. Second shot coming here for the experienced senior, Olivia Wakin. When you talk about Logan Bruce, Olivia Wakin, Caitlin Finch, Anna Post, Brenna Jaffe, these are all girls that have been around and done a great job here for the Lady Bulldogs. Second shot is good for Olivia Wakin. Her first points, and I chuckle because someone jumped off the line during the foul shot, and Wakin just shot it anyways. It went in, and they just let it go. They didn't make them redo it or anything, so that was kind of comical. 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Delhi leads 11-9, and a steal now by Logan Bruce. Read that one all the way, and coast-to-coast is in for the layup. Logan Bruce with 6 points. The steal and the finish, and Delhi now leads 13-9. Almost another steal on the inbounds pass by Bruce. Seward gets it back, and Roach with a straightaway three. Can't get the shooter's roll. A rebound, though, for the Lady Spartans, who are just a little bigger on the inside. 5 seconds to go now. They'll hand one off here for Straub. She can't get it to go. Ball loose on the floor. Bodies wrestling and scrambling for it. We'll have a jump ball situation with exactly 1 second to go here in the first quarter, and the possession arrow keeps it here with S.S. Seward. So they're going to just have to try to get it in and get a quick shot. They work it to the inside, but they can't get the shot off as the ball was tied up and time expires. So the end of the first quarter with the score. Delhi 13, S.S. Seward 9. I'm Nate Lowell, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
When it comes comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter, 13-9 is the score. Delhi Girls on top of SS Seward here in our nightcap of the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. Delhi or SS Seward, one of these two teams will take on Cambridge, who was a 61-53 victor, over Cooperstown in the opening game here tonight. Here is Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce holding on to it, going right to left. Bounce pass into the corner for Olivia Wakin. Good pump fake. Tosses one up, hits the back of the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Brings it down low, and one of the SS Seward guards is able to swoop in there and steal it away. That was Medina. SS Seward with the black uniforms and the orange trim, going left to right, back up the floor. Medina hits the three-pointer she's been trying to get all through the first quarter. This time she buries it, and it's 13-12. Delhi ahead by one. Here's Caitlin Finch, right side of the floor, back for Logan Bruce. Bruce switching things up here, gets it back to Finch on the right side. Finch dribble drive back for Bruce, into the corner now for Anna Post. Kicks one back out for Finch. Straight away, two-pointer, gets the shooter's roll. And Caitlin Finch with 6 points. So Bruce and Finch with 6 points each here in this first half. And Delhi leads SS Seward 15-12. Off the fingertips there on the far side of Medina, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. I feel like we're right on the verge of a breaking point here. Delhi looks like they're ready to just open the floodgates here if they can. SS Seward is doing everything they can to fight and stay in this ball game, but their shots just haven't been falling until that last three-pointer went in by Medina. Here is Logan Bruce into the corner for Caitlin Finch. Dials up a three-pointer. She can't get it to go. Rebound down low there for Roach, and a foul on Delhi on Anna Post as she went over the back. Roach has been phenomenal so far here tonight for SS Seward. 7 points for the sophomore, and she's really been the one who's been able to knock down some shots so far. Besides that, until Medina hit that three, everybody else had been kind of cold. Ball loose at midcourt, a steal now by Logan Bruce, and they're going to get Medina on a foul as Bruce was clearly to the ball first, and then Medina swooped in, got her with a little bit of a hip check. And so now that the team fouls have reset, each team has one up on the big board. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Delhi leads 15-12. Here's Sophia Wakin. She puts it up. Off the mark, no good. Anna Post puts it up, and she's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll head to the charity stripe. So Anna Post has really come into her own. They brought her up to varsity, I believe, as a freshman. And now in her junior season, you can really see she's put in the time and the effort. Heck of a soccer player, too. And travels on the AAU circuit for basketball. It's really paying off. Post, first shot is good. So Post now with 3 points. Second shot coming here for Anna Post. Takes a deep breath at the line, settles in. Shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for SS Seward. So Delhi remains with a 4-point lead, 16-12, with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Pull-up jumper from Medina as she gets to the foul line, no good. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Seward. And the Delhi faithful here not pleased with that call, but it will stay with the Lady Spartans. They'll pass one in. They'll find Nikki De Los Santos. Tries to go to the high post with a pass, and it's taken away by Logan Bruce. Bruce looking to go coast to coast. Up and can't get the right-handed layup to go, but Anna Post with a rebound. Back out Caitlin Finch. Pump fakes. Finch into the corner. Logan Bruce for a three. No. Off the back of the rim. Too much spice on that one. Delhi with another offensive rebound, though. Keeps the possession alive, and Bruce will get it back on the right side of the floor. swings it to the left side here for Julia Burns. Burns with a pass to the high post. Now they'll work it back out right side for Burns. Reversing to the left. Burns with a jumper, can't get it to go. And a post with another rebound. And this possession has been really ongoing for Delhi. Here's Bruce with a little floater in the lane. It's up and good. She has 8 points, and Delhi makes it a 6-point lead, 18-12 here over SS Seward. And this trap here at midcourt has just really given SS Seward some real problems. Here at the foul line, as they finally break it through, is Straub. She puts up the shot, and it's good. Straub gets that one to go. And it's a long three-pointer there, so it's 18-15 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass into the corner for Burns. Burns off the back of the rim. No good. Sophia Wake in turnaround shot. She can't get it to go. Gets another rebound, though. Back out for Finch on the pump fake. Finch steps in. Her jumper is off the mark. And another rebound for SS Seward. They'll bring it back up the floor. It's Delhi 18, SS Seward 15 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Little jumper here for SS Seward for Straub. Can't get it to go and posts with another rebound. Logan Bruce back up the floor. Bounce pass left side. Interior pass down low is off the mark, and SS Seward with another steal. Delhi trying to take it right back, though, and they'll get Caitlin Finch for a reach-in foul. So that's the second team foul on Delhi, and the first on Caitlin Finch. Sophia Waken will go to the bench, and Reagan Brackey will come into the game here for Delhi. SS Seward with the ball right at half court. Going to be a foul on SS Seward right at midcourt as Delhi was coming in to get the trap. Looked like Roach threw a little bit of an elbow, and the Zebra crew called her on it. SS Seward coaching staff not pleased with that call, but Delhi will get the ball back. They have an 18-15 lead with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Brackey in the corner will work one down low looking for Anna Post. Post puts one up and in. Anna Post now with 5 points. Great job there by Anna Post. Caroline Grace with the assist as she just checked into the game. Grace looking for a steal now, got a piece of it. Ball is tipped away, and Anna Post will finally rip it free and back the other way for Delhi as they lead 20-15. Here's Bruce trying to go coast to coast, missed the layup. Ball is loose on the rebound. It gets tied up, and the possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give it back to SS Seward. Bruce went flying through traffic there. It looked like she had a clear look at a layup and just missed it. Ball is at midcourt. Here is Straub. Pull-up jumper. Can't get it to go. Caroline Grace rips down a rebound. And an outlet pass here to Reagan Brackey. Brackey back up the floor for Caitlin Finch. Finch at the top of the key. Calls out the signals here. Barking out some instructions. Passes one to Logan Bruce in the left wing corner. Delhi's in the white uniforms with the gray and the maroon trim as they go right to left on your radio dial. Finch with a little floater in the lane, can't get it to go, as Delhi leads 20-15 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Here is Straub with a pull-up jumper. Left it short, draws nothing but air, and a rebound here for Delhi. Up the floor for Caitlin Finch. Puts on the brakes, looks to set up the offense. Finch stops, passes down low for Anna Post. Now for Caroline Grace. Pull-up jumper, no. Rebound for Post, and they'll say her heel was on the end line. Out of bounds. Actually, no. What are they going to say here? Looked like maybe somebody touched it after Anna Post is what they're saying, so Delhi will continue with the possession. They'll pass it down low for Anna Post. Lost control of it, though. Regains it. Passes out for Caitlin Finch straight away. Finch, dribble drive to the foul line. Tosses up a jumper. Can't get it to go. And with 2:50 to go in the second quarter, Seward with another rebound. Seward back up the floor, and it's stolen away by Caitlin Finch. But SS Seward is able to take it right back. Finch never really had possession, kind of juggled it, and Seward was able to swoop in and take it away with Medina. Seward in the black uniforms with the orange trim going left to right. Left side of the floor, pull-up jumper here for Seward, off the mark and no good. Doesn't matter, as before the shot they had an illegal pick. An illegal screen gives the ball back to Delhi. Here's the team foul situation. Seward with 3 in this quarter, and Delhi with 2 if you're keeping track at home for foul shooting purposes. 2.5 to go until the halftime break. It's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Here is Brackey with a shot. That one was left short. Caroline Grace comes down with it. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it with the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Delhi trying to find their groove here. They have a 5-point lead, but trying to increase that here. They've had some very good opportunities. Turnaround shot for Anna Post. Count it, and she's fouled. And we'll go to the line. Post with 7 points. Got the inbounds pass there from Logan Bruce. Turned and fired from the right low block and put it in. So Anna Post with 7 points. Logan Bruce with 8. Caitlin Finch with 6. And Olivia Wakin with 1. That makes up our 22 points here so far tonight for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Here is Post at the line. It's good. So Anna Post with 8 points. Tied with Logan Bruce for the team high. And Delhi leads SS Seward 23-15 with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Here to the right side of the floor for Roach. Roach back for Straub. She tries a long three. Can't get it to go. Rebound is loose on the floor. Picked up by SS Seward. The layup here for De Los Santos won't go. Gets it again. Tosses it up and is fouled. Looks like they're actually going to send Roach to the line as Roach and De Los Santos came down with that rebound kind of together and put it back up. And so Roach will head to the charity stripe. So here is Roach, who has really been the offensive weapon so far tonight for the Lady Spartans. Gets the first foul shot to go. She now has 8 points. With 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 23, SS Seward 16. And make it 17, nothing but net, as Alexa Roach now with 9 points. It's 23-17. Delhi on top, and they've had numerous good-looking opportunities here, but their shots have just not fallen so far here tonight, despite a 23-17 lead. Delhi down low with Anna Post. Straight away and now back to the left side. Logan Bruce, foot on the line for two. Can't get it to go. Grace with the rebound. Back for Anna Post. Works her way inside. Can't get it to go. And the ball is bounced out, but somehow Delhi holds on to possession as they go right to left. Left wing side for Bruce. Bruce down low with the shot. Can't get that to go. And the rebound still loose and once again picked up by Delhi. Here's Caitlin Finch. Boy, they're getting opportunity after opportunity with their great rebounding. Bruce inside now for Anna Post. Turnaround up and under shot is partially blocked and out of bounds. Last touch by Delhi. Ball will go back to the Lady Spartans. With a minute 12 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 23, SS Seward 17. Coach Bruce with some words of encouragement to his girls, telling them to keep shooting, keep trying. They're getting the looks, and eventually they're going to fall. Left side of the floor here for the Lady Spartans. Baseline drive, and we're going to have a foul on Hannah Baxter, as that was De Los Santos, who was trying to drive the baseline and was pushed out of bounds. So as we're just over, a little over a minute to go here in the second quarter, Spartans will get it in. Passing one off here for Chia Pony. She tries the little layup. That is off the mark and no good. Rebound, and here's Delhi off to the races with Caitlin Finch. Finch on the right side. Pull-up jumper. Got it. Caitlin Finch driving through traffic, and she nails it. So that's Bruce, Finch, and Post with 8 points apiece for Delhi. Here is Medina with an NBA three. Well off the mark and a rebound for Delhi. Not sure why she shot that. Had plenty of time left. Finch finds Bruce in transition. The left-handed layup won't go. And a rebound here for the Lady Spartans. Boy, just the layups alone that Delhi has missed in this first quarter. They could be up 20, or in this first half, I should say. Here's Medina at the top of the key. Now back for Roach. Dribble drive. Roach gets it to go. She's got 11 of Seward's 19 points. It's 25-19 as we hit 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Delhi with the shot clock off, playing for the last opportunity of this first half. 5 seconds left. They pass it inside. Now for Brackey in the corner for Logan Bruce. I don't know if she knows how much time is left, and the clock expires before Delhi can get a shot off. 25-19 at the break. The Delhi Lady Bulldogs on top of SS Seward. The winner will take on Cambridge, the Lady Indians, in tomorrow night's championship game as Cambridge defeated Cooperstown earlier tonight, 61-53. We'll be back with the Mirabado Energy Products halftime report coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our halftime score, Delhi 25, SS Seward 19. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Mirabado Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Mirabado customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Mirabado customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50 just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Mirabado, where our people make energy different.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And don't forget, anytime you want to go back and listen to these games, they're available for free. It's a free download, courtesy of SFCU, right at WCDOsports.com. Just click on Game Audio Archive, click on the game you want. You can listen or download it there for free. We'll have these games uploaded by tomorrow for sure, so you can just go back and re-listen to these games anytime, any place. Thanks to SFCU on WCDOsports.com. Our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report is brought to you by Mirabito, of course. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Mirabito. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score is the Delhi Girls 25 and SS Seward 19. Here's our scoring summary in the first half. First for the SS Seward Lady Spartans from Section 9. 11 points from Alexia Roach, 6 points from Jocelyn Medina, and 2 points from Alexia Chiapone. So really, it's been the Roach show here with 11 of their 19 points. On the other side, very balanced scoring for Delaware Academy. 8 points apiece for Logan Bruce, Caitlin Finch, and Anna Post. 1 point from the foul line from Olivia Wakin. So, and I'm telling you, folks, if Delhi can start hitting some of these shots, they will definitely start to pull away. I think so far here tonight they have shown that they can move the ball, own the glass a little bit, and just haven't been able to get some shots to fall despite having two or three good looks on a lot of possessions, that's for sure. So 25-19 is our halftime score. Again, 8 points apiece for Logan Bruce, Caitlin Finch, and Anna Post for the DA Bulldogs. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue on with our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, folks, you'll save instantly right at the pump when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. Again, 25-19, the halftime score. Delhi on top of SS Seward here in the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament here live from Delaware Academy in Delhi. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. As an exciting tournament, we talked about it earlier in our first game tonight where Cambridge defeated Cooperstown 61-53. Just thought this was kind of a different looking tournament with teams from four different sections are represented here. Cambridge from Section 2, Cooperstown Section 3, Delhi of course from 4, and SS Seward is from Section 9. So a lot of different flavor here in this tournament, not just your average tournament for sure. So a lot of fun and a lot of different looks. And I think that's what a lot of these coaching staffs are striving for. They're looking to play some different teams that you might not play. You can try out some different things and not worry about, you know, everybody in your league knowing exactly what you're going to do in the second half of the season. So I think it's a really fun idea to come out and play some different teams. Our halftime score is 25-19. Delhi is on top of SS Seward. And it's a nice packed house here tonight at Ed Schalke Gymnasium at Delaware Academy. Both teams just coming back out onto the floor here to get ready for the start of the second half. Always great support for Delhi Athletics. Between the boys and the girls, they have just had such a great run over the last 4 or 5 years, whether it be boys or girls soccer, boys and girls basketball. The track and field teams have been very good. Football was a little down this year here at Delhi in terms of wins and losses, but over the last couple of years, they've really kind of rekindled the program, had some great success against longtime rival Walton down the road. Who would ever thought this, too? Walton and Delhi are combined for wrestling now, and they have a very, very good dual meet team. They're very deep, have a lot of guys on the roster. So Walton and Delhi combined for wrestling, and it just drives home the point that Delaware Academy is really thriving when it comes to academics and athletics here in 2017. We'll take one more quick break. We'll come back, start the third quarter here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
As we start the third quarter, it is Delhi 25 and SS Seward 19. SS Seward will start with the ball. They'll quickly miss a shot here by Roach. And back the other way for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Here is Caitlin Finch. Delhi now going left to right on your radio dial to start this third quarter. Here is Olivia Wakin. She throws up a shot on the left side. Off the mark and no good. A rebound for SS Seward. Lady Spartans are in the black uniforms with the orange trim. Delhi's in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim here to start the second half. Here is Roach once again, leaving one here for De Los Santos. De Los Santos for Erica Straub, who has been very, very quiet. One of their leading scorers was held scoreless in the first half. 10 on the shot clock. Seward will take it down low. Here's Chiapone, gets the turnaround shot to go, up and good. And it's 25-21. Delhi on top by four, and they'll give it away here. Logan Bruce with a bounce pass through the hands of Caitlin Finch and out of bounds. Back up the floor here for the Lady Spartans of SS Seward on the left side of the floor. De Los Santos into the corner for Chiapone. Back out for Roach. Wants to dial up a three-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Anna Post. Post back up the floor now for Caitlin Finch as Delhi clings to a four-point lead here to start the third quarter. Bounce pass for Olivia Wakin. Wakin on the right side. Dribble drive, and she's fouled by De Los Santos as she goes to the rim, and now we'll go to the charity stripe. 6:35 to go, third quarter, 25-21 the score. Here on a Friday night here on CDO, we're glad to have you along, whether you're listening on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have you listening wherever you might be listening in from. First shot is off the mark for Olivia Wakin. She has 1 point so far here tonight, but has struggled from the foul line. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Still 25-21. Delhi on top as Wakin at the line. The senior takes a deep breath and misses the second one off the back of the rim. Delhi's going to have to work on those foul shots if they want to increase this lead here in the second half. It's 25-21. Again, just a case of not being able to execute a little bit here for Delhi in the first half and to start the third quarter with 6:20 to go in this third frame. Here is Medina leaving one off for Roach. Roach gets into the paint, tosses one up and good. She's got 13 points. Just like that, it's a two-point ball game, 25-23 with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Here is Caitlin Finch on the left wing side. Again, Delhi going right to left. Left to right. Now here is Anna Post. Post goes up for the layup. That one's off the mark and no good. And back up the floor comes SS Seward with a chance to tie or take the lead. Medina on the right side of the floor. Now we'll leave one off for Roach, who's been hot. She's got the hot hand. Passes one off. Long shot here for Nora Howell, who just came into the ball game. Can't get it to go. A rebound for Delhi and Caroline Grace. Back down the floor. Logan Bruce finds Olivia Wakin, puts it up, and it's going to be a charge against Olivia Wakin and back the other way for SS Seward. Boy, that was a tough call to make there. Roach, did she have her feet set? It was hard to tell from the angle we have on it here from the press box. Head coach Todd Bruce having a word with the officials here. I don't think he was pleased with the call. And looks like we're going to have a timeout here taken by Delhi as they continue to talk about this call. With 5:35 to go in the third quarter, it's Delhi 25 and SS Seward 23. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back out of the timeout. It's Delhi 25, SS Seward 23. That was a charge called on Olivia Wakin before the break. Her third, team's first of the third quarter. So SS Seward with the ball going right to left on your radio dial. They have it on the left wing side here with Chiapone. Now finding one back for Erica Straub. Straub gets into the paint, still looking for her first bucket of the night, and there it is. Straub has tied this ball game up 25-25 with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's Caitlin Finch outside the three-point line, back up now here for Logan Bruce. Bruce directing traffic here for the Lady Bulldogs, bouncing one into the corner for Caroline Grace. Grace now back for Caitlin Finch, thought about a straightaway three, instead goes back to Brackey. Reagan Brackey with the jumper, it's off the mark, and a rebound here for Roach of SS Seward. Back up the floor it comes here for the Lady Spartans, who have a chance to maybe take the lead on this possession with 4:45 to go in the third frame. We're tied 25-25. Bounce pass here for SS Seward. Here's Medina, has her pocket picked by Logan Bruce. Here's Delhi off to the races. Bruce down the left wing side of the floor with the layup, can't get it to go. And a rebound here for Seward. And I think Bruce and some of the other girls are frustrated. These layups look good. They roll around the rim and then somehow pop out. It's pretty strange to see, to be honest. So many good looks that just won't go down for Delhi. Left side of the floor here for Chiapone. They'll hand it off as, again, it's a 25-25 game. Jumper here for Roach is off the mark and no good. Bruce with a rebound. Nice job of boxing out, but Roach tries to steal it back, but she's got her foot on the line, and it'll stay with Delhi. 4:10 to go in this third quarter. It's 25 all. A lot of new faces here for Delhi this year. Still a lot of the old favorites in Bruce, Wake, and Finch and Post, but you know, you have to replace a player like Addie Sackett, who was huge in the lineup last year and is now playing at SUNY Plattsburgh. Not going to be easy to do, as well as Carly Heavey was another player that gave them such good minutes last year. Ball out of bounds here as Bruce tries to zip one down low for Hannah Baxter through her hands and out of bounds. The ball goes back to SS Seward. Delhi has not scored so far here in the third quarter as we stay tied up 25-25 with 3:50 to go in the third. Stolen right back, though, by SS Seward as Finch passed one through traffic. Roach stole it away. She tries to go coast to coast, can't get her layup to go, and another rebound for Delhi. Here's Logan Bruce into the paint. Bounce pass off here for Brackey. She can't get it to go. Rolled around the rim, off the mark. Post tosses up a rebound on the tip in, and she can't get that one. And SS Seward with another rebound. Boy, this is incredible that Delhi has not scored so far in this third quarter. They just can't get a shot to go. Back the other way for Seward. They take a jumper from the left side with Medina. That won't go. And a rebound by Logan Bruce. Smallest player on the court, and Bruce is ripping down some rebounds here. Caitlin Finch, dribble drive. Her jumper is short, skims the rim. It's no good, out of bounds. And back to SS Seward with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. SS Seward's going to take a timeout. Our score is 25-all. Delhi and SS Seward are tied up here in our second game of the Delhi Girls Tournament tonight from Delaware Academy. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the full timeout by SS Seward, we're tied up 25-25 between the Delhi girls and SS Seward from Section 9 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Seward will inbound the ball as they go right to left on your radio dial. In the black uniforms with the orange trim, Delhi is in the white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim. Seward will look to get it in. Going to be pretty close to a 5-second call, but they just get it in. Here is Erica Straub with 2 points here tonight. One of their leading scorers has been quiet, but just did get her first jumper of the evening just a couple minutes ago, so maybe that will spark her. Ball tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with SS Seward. Lady Spartans looking to get the ball in. They'll pass it in. And Straub will get it right back with 2:45 to go here, third quarter, tied at 25. Ball comes loose. Roach gets it back. Dribble drive, and the floater is good. Alexa Roach now with 15 points, and SS Seward leads 27-25. Here's Caitlin Finch. She gets into the paint. Shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Roach with a rebound. And Delhi has still not scored here in this third quarter with 2:25 to go. And SS Seward has come storming back to take a 27-25 lead. Into the corner. Outside the three-point line on the left wing side, here is Chiapone. Dribbles down low. Her shot is off the mark. Gets her own rebound. Can't finish. Gets another look at it. This one, it goes. This time it does go, I should say. And she'll go to the line. So Chiapone has 6 points, and she's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play as Seward leads 29-25 with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Shot coming here from the charity stripe. This one will not get the shooter's roll. Saved by Delhi on the rebound, so they trail 29-25 here in the third quarter. Here is Logan Bruce into the paint, zips one across. Caitlin Finch dials long distance, can't get it to go, out of bounds, and back to SS Seward. I think now it's kind of a mental game at this point. If you're Delhi, you just need that one shot to go. You got to stay confident that you could do it. 29-25 the score. Delhi trailing. They have not scored here in the third quarter. So this is the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. The winner of the first game was Cambridge over Cooperstown, 61-53. A steal now by Delhi as they bring it back up the floor for Caitlin Finch. She crosses the Bulldogs logo at half court. Finch takes it down low, and she's fouled and will get to the line. Smart move here by the senior, Caitlin Finch, as I think she knows she's just got to get to the line to maybe help break this streak. Finch, a first-team selection on the All-State soccer team for New York State Class D. She was a fantastic goalie in her career here at Delaware Academy. First shot is no good for Caitlin Finch. Second one coming. With a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. Finch steps in. Takes a deep breath. Second shot coming. It's good. So Caitlin Finch now with 9 points, and it's a three-point ball game, 29-26, and a traveling violation here on SS Seward, and will the momentum start to change here a little bit as Delhi gets the ball back after Seward turns it over with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. It's SS Seward 29, Delhi 26. Logan Bruce calling out the play underneath the bucket, looking to get the ball in. She will. She finds Baxter on the right side. Back out, Caitlin Finch. Finch just managed to save it as it went back towards midcourt. Thought maybe it was going to go over the line, but it just didn't. Now back for Bruce. Step back, jumper. Boy, it rattles out. Hit the back of the rim. Popped way up in the air. Hit the rim again and then came free. But a steal right back by Bruce. Seward was going back down the floor on the right wing. She steals it. Gets it ahead for Sophia Waken. Up and in. Sophia Waken, her first basket, and Delhi's right back in it, trailing 29-28. The energy starting to come back into the gym with a minute to go in the third quarter. Here is Roach down low, and she is mugged as she goes up for the shot and will go to the line. 58 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and actually they're going to send Stroud to the line here instead of Roach. So Stroud will step in. She's only got 2 points here so far tonight. First foul shot coming is up and good. So somehow, I'm not sure exactly how Straub ended up at the line here as Roach was the one that went in to take the shot, but either way, Straub gets the first shot. Second one coming. With 58 seconds to go in the third quarter, 2 for 2 for Straub. That's why I'm in the radio booth and not down there in the stripes, right? 31-28 the score. Delhi trailing by 3 here late in the third quarter. Down low for Brackey. She goes up with a right-handed layup. No good. Caroline Grace scoops up the rebound, and she's able to finish. And it's 31-30 with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tight ball game here in the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. Spot-up jumper here for Straub. It's good. Nothing but net. She's now got 6 points. Starting to heat it up. And it's SS Seward 33, Delhi 30 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bruce calling out a play. Only about a 1 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, and Delhi's going to take a timeout. Head coach Todd Bruce wants to talk it over. We'll take a 30-second break with the score, SS Seward 33, Delhi 30 on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week.
We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly. And there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
20 seconds to go here in the third quarter with the score SS Seward 33, Delhi 30. Opening round of the Delhi Girls Tip-Off Tournament here from Delaware Academy. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Delhi will have the ball. And it looks like Meredith Mabel has checked into the game here for the Lady Bulldogs, the junior wearing number 22. Her first action here tonight. Bounce pass inbounds for Caitlin Finch. This would be big if Delhi could get a bucket to cut this to one or maybe tie it before the end of the third quarter. Here is Mabel on the left side finding Logan Bruce. Meredith Mabel at the top of the key wants a three-pointer, left it short. Finch with a rebound. Finch, bounce pass into the corner now for Logan Bruce. Spots up for three. This one off the mark. And that'll do it for the third quarter. With the score, SS Seward 33, Delhi 30. We'll be right back. Should be an exciting fourth quarter. The winner will play Cambridge in the championship game tomorrow night. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So SS Seward storms back to grab a 33-30 lead over Delhi. Should be an exciting finish coming up here on WCDO. The winner, as I said, will face Cambridge, who won our first game tonight, 61-53 over Cooperstown. And so Delhi only scoring 5 points in the third quarter. Let's see if they can get back in their winning ways here in the fourth quarter, as I'm sure the home team wants to be in the championship contest of their own tournament. Here is Caitlin Finch with a long two to start the fourth quarter. Can't get it to go. Olivia Wakin with a rebound. Jump ball is going to give the possession arrow back to the SS Seward Lady Spartans. Delhi's got to find some energy. They started to get it at the end of the third quarter. There was some good plays on defense. They're going to have to find a way to get that energy back here again. This might do it. A steal by Olivia Wakin. Can she go coast to coast? She puts it up. Can't get the shot to go. Sophia Wakin with the rebound. So Delhi holds on to the possession. They'll find Logan Bruce on the right side of the floor. Entry pass here to Sophia Wakin, and it's going to be a foul underneath on SS Seward. 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi trailing by three. First foul by SS Seward of the fourth quarter is on Chiapone. Now another one here as Bruce gets it into Anna Post, who goes up for the shot and has her legs taken out from underneath her there by Medina, and Post will go to the line. I don't know if I would have bounced up that fast. That was a hard takedown, and Post popped right up and heads to the charity stripe to shoot her foul shots. The officials come over and ask her if she's good here. We see her give the thumbs up symbol, say she's okay. So she will get her shots. Foul shots are going to be very important the rest of the way here for both sides. Anna Post first shot off the mark and no good. And Delhi is just ice cold here in the second half. They've only scored 5 points, allowing SS Seward to take the lead. but it's still very doable. Only a three-point ball game, now two, as Post goes one out of two, and we are going to have a traveling violation here as Seward just gets the ball in here, and boy, she took about five steps before she dribbled, and I was just waiting to see if they were going to call it or not. I was just kind of surprised by that. So Delhi gets the ball back. It's 33-31. Entry pass to the high post for Olivia Wake, and she throws it away, though. Too tall for the pass to Anna Post, and Seward will get it back. Really never seen anything like that. The girl just started walking up the floor and really did not dribble at all. This time Seward will dribble the ball and bring it back up the floor. We're going to have a foul on Delhi with 7:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. See who gets this foul for the Lady Bulldogs. Going to be Caitlin Finch, her third, team's second of the quarter. So both teams with two team fouls in this fourth frame. SS Seward will get the ball into the high post with 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 33-31. SS Seward on top of Delhi. Medina tries a three, and it's partially blocked. Ball is loose, but Seward is able to scoop it back up. Left side of the floor here for Straub. Straub outside the three-point line, holding on to it, looking for options. Delhi has gone back to man-to-man defense, trying to lock down here. Finch steps in, gets a steal for a split second. Ball is loose, but SS Seward is able to get it back. Here they go to De Los Santos. She passes down low, back out for Medina, wants that three ball, skims the front of the rim, no good, and Logan Bruce swoops into the land of the trees and scoops it up for a rebound. Bruce gets into the paint, trying to go coast-to-coast, and finishes. Logan Bruce ties this game up at 33. She now has 10 points. Big basket there for the Lady Bulldogs. With 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter, we're knotted up. Here is Roach, takes it down low, tosses up a shot that doesn't come anywhere near the rim, and a rebound for Delhi. Here's Olivia Wakin, puts on the brakes, skips it across for Caitlin Finch. Finch looks for a long two, now bounce pass inside for Anna Post. Shot is blocked, and Post is going to go to the line as they will whistle a foul here on the Lady Spartans of SS Seward. I think Delhi's got to remember right now that this is a tie ball game. They look like they're just a little bit stressed out here from how things have been going in this second half. Got to take a deep breath and realize they are in this game. Post steps to the line. First shot is good, so Delhi will retake the lead as Anna Post now has 10 points. Second shot coming here for the Lady Bulldogs. This one is left short. Post is able to scoop in. Good job to follow her shot and pick up her own rebound. Here's Olivia Wakin. Wakin with a bounce pass back to the top of the key here for Logan Bruce. Resets the offense. Looking for Caitlin Finch in the corner. Finch holding on to it, looking for a shot with 5:45 to go fourth quarter. Delhi in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim going left to right on your radio dial. They hold a slim 34-33 lead. Now for Olivia Wakin, goes to the bank and gets a deposit to go, and it's 36-33. And now a steal by Caitlin Finch as Delhi is starting to get some energy. Ball tapped out of bounds but will stay with SS Seward. I wasn't quite sure as it was a scramble. Who touched it last? They say it was Finch. Looking for an entry pass here for the Lady Spartans. Here is Alexa Roach with 15 points. That's a game high. She has the ball, gets down low in the paint, and collides there with Anna Post, and the foul will be on the Lady Bulldogs. 5:25 to go here in this fourth quarter. That's going to be the fourth foul on Anna Post, so she's going to have to come to the bench. Three fouls as a team on SS Seward and two on Delhi. That's only their second. They did take one away. I don't know if they had a little malfunction on the scoreboard or what it was, but it is 3-2 in terms of the team fouls here in the fourth quarter. Delhi with a steal and a 36-33 lead. Logan Bruce down low, gets tapped on the arm and a foul as she went up for the shot. They'll say it wasn't a shooting violation, though. Fourth foul on Nikki De Los Santos of SS Seward, fourth as a team on the Lady Spartans. Delhi gets the ball into the right wing corner here for Caitlin Finch. Finch back to the far side, finds Olivia Wakin, another runner in the lane. This one won't go. Rebound, Caroline Grace up and in. Caroline Grace with her second bucket of the night. And back up the floor here for SS Seward. Seward to the far side, finding Medina. Medina back out to Roach. Far side here to Straub. Straub down low, forces up a shot, can't get it to go. A rebound is scooped up here by Delhi. They lead 38-33 with 4.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Logan Bruce trying to go coast to coast. The jumper won't go, and a rebound again for SS Seward. Straub back over half court. Gets one now for Roach. Roach with a spot up three. Rattles in and out, and a rebound is taken down here by Caitlin Finch of the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Finch on the right wing side. Passes one out for Logan Bruce. Bruce into the paint. The jumper. That one's off the back of the rim. No good. Back out Caitlin Finch. Finch holding on to it. Little stutter step back for Olivia Wakin. Pump fake in the lane. Got it. Olivia Wakin now with 5 points. SS Seward's going to take a timeout. Delhi leads 40-33 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we talked about in the third quarter that Delhi went cold, and now we've turned the tables as SS Seward has not scored so far in the first 4 minutes of this fourth quarter, and they trail Delhi 40-33 in the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tip-Off Tournament. Steal by Logan Bruce. She steps up, fires, can't get the jumper to go on the fast break. Olivia Wakin with a rebound, puts it up and in. Olivia Wakin with 7 points. She's had a huge fourth quarter, and Delhi leads 42-33 with 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Roach trying to go coast to coast. A little scoop up and under, and she's fouled. This will be the third team foul on Delhi. SS Seward with 4 team fouls. Roach to the line. First foul of the night on Logan Bruce. Roach to the line, her first shot is up and good. So Alexia Roach now with 16. And her second shot coming. So that's the first points of the fourth quarter for SS Seward, as they led 33-30 at the end of the third quarter. Roach goes 2 for 2. She's got 17. Roach is having a great night here tonight. She's kind of got that combo of height, size, and speed, and she can play inside and outside. So it's been a deadly combo here for SS Seward. Here is Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Delhi leads 42-35 with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Passing down low here for Olivia Wakin. Another move. She can't get it to go. Caroline Grace puts it up. She can't get it. A rebound for Olivia Wakin as it ripped away from her. And finally, Roach will steal it and get it out of harm's way here for SS Seward. Lady Spartans need a bucket. They need it now in this possession. Here's Roach for three, left side, draws nothing but air, ball out of bounds, and goes back to Delhi. She might have been forcing that one a little bit there, but gets it to go, or gets a good look at it, and had to give it a go, but couldn't get it to go down there for SS Seward. With 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 42-35. Here's Logan Bruce to the top of the key. Now dribbles to the left side, finds Anna Post. They dump it down low for Caroline Grace, puts it up and in, and she's fouled, much to the delight of the Lady Bulldogs faithful. Caroline Grace with 6 points, and she's going for the old-fashioned three-point play. 44-35 the score. Delhi on top of SS Seward late here in the fourth quarter with 2:45 to go. Foul shot is off the mark. Rebound here by Roach of SS Seward. She's had a great game. Back up the floor and into the corner for Medina. Medina fires up a three, rattles it home. Medina now with 3 three-pointers and 9 points. This one's not over yet, folks, with 2.5 to go. It's Delhi 44 and SS Seward 38. Chest pass to the far side. Here for Olivia Wakin. Now for Caitlin Finch. Finch finds Grace down and low for Anna Post. Puts it up, can't get it to go. Grace with the rebound opportunity. Has it ripped out of her hands, but Delhi somehow finds the loose basketball and holds on to possession here, and they have a fresh shot clock to work with. Logan Bruce directing traffic with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Olivia Wakin in the paint, tosses it up, can't get it to go. Another rebound for Grace. Back out for Post on the left side. Deep three as she kicked it out for Caitlin Finch. That won't go down. Rebound again for Caroline Grace. Lost control, and Seward comes away with it. Seward to the far side for Roach. Big time possession coming up for the Lady Spartans as they trail 44-38. Left side for Medina for three. This one is an air ball and a rebound for Delhi. Logan Bruce walks it up the floor with a minute and a half to go. 90 seconds left to see who will play Cambridge in the Delhi Girls Tournament Championship game tomorrow night. Top of the key for Olivia Wakin. Wakin dribble drives down low. Back out for Finch. Finch content to hold on to it. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock here. Finch left side finds Logan Bruce. Bruce kicks it back out. Olivia Wakin, 15-footer. And it won't go down. Rebound for S.S. Seward as we hit a minute and 10 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. S.S. Seward's going to take a timeout with the score Delhi 44, S.S. Seward 38. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. S.S. Seward comes into this game 3-0. They won their own tournament a week ago by beating Eldred 59-51. And so they are on the verge of maybe suffering their first loss of the season. Alexia Roach was the MVP of that tournament. She had 20 points in the S.S. Seward tournament victory over Eldred. And so that was a big-time win for them. Eldred is always a quality Class D program in Section 9, and they've had some great battles over the years, S.S. Seward and Eldred, to see who would go to states. This year, S.S. Seward bumped up to be a Class C team, so they'll have their hands full because Section 9 does have some very good Class C teams traditionally over the years. 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Let's see if Seward, out of the timeout, can get some magic going as they trail 44-38. Here's Roach trying to take it to the hoop. Tosses it up. It won't go. Rebound is loose on the floor. Scooped up by guess who? Roach. And passes one back out. Medina, straightaway three. Can't get it to go. Off the back of the rim. Rebound here for the Lady Bulldogs. Back up the floor for Caitlin Finch, and she is fouled with 42 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And Finch will head to the line with Delhi leading 44-38. So Delhi, despite some shooting woes in the second half and not scoring until about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, looks like they might be able to pull off this victory here tonight. Finch, first shot off the back of the rim, and she's 0 for 1. Second shot coming here for Finch. Remember talking to Coach Bruce last year when they had a game like this, and he said, we just go in the gym the next day, we get the shooting machine out, and we work out the kinks and do whatever it takes. Second shot is up and good for Caitlin Finch with 42 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and Delhi leads 45-38. We'll keep it right here. Don't forget, folks, we have our post-game show coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as Mirabito Gresham Insurance. One other score to pass along here tonight that I know is final. The BG Lady Bobcats remain undefeated. They are in the Sherburne-Earlville tournament, and they took on Rome Free Academy tonight and won 58-31. Megan Palmatier and Erica Selfridge with 16 points apiece for head coach Bob Conway, and the Lady Bobcats will advance to the championship game tomorrow where they will either play Unadilla Valley or Sherburne-Earlville. We'll be live tomorrow on Twitter. I'll be making the rounds. Going to stop at 12:30 in the afternoon over at Unitigo tomorrow to watch the Unitigo Lady Spartans take on Shenango Valley, and then I'll probably make my way back over here to watch the consolation and championship games of this Delhi Girls Tournament. If the score holds true, it looks like Cooperstown will take on SS Seward. And then the championship game, we are looking at a matchup between Cambridge and the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. If Delhi can hold on here, they lead by 7, 45-38 with 42 seconds to go. Don't want to jinx anybody. The broadcaster's curse, you know. SS Seward looking to get the ball in out of the timeout. They find it in the corner here for Stroud. Back up for Medina. Medina to the far side for De Los Santos. She tries a little dribble drive off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Anna Post. She grabs it, and Delhi's going to take a timeout as they will have possession with 33 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. This time we will take a break with the score. Delhi 45, SS Seward 38. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. 45-38 to score, Delhi on top. Make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show coming up in just a couple of minutes. If the score holds true, it'll be Delhi and Cambridge tomorrow in the championship game, and SS Seward taking on Cooperstown in the consolation game. Delhi looking to inbound the ball as they go left to right on your radio dial. They find Olivia Wakin. Wakin holding on to it, now back for Logan Bruce. Bruce dribbles to the far side, now back for Olivia Wakin, and SS Seward is not fouling yet, and finally now they do. Head coach for SS Seward, Joe DiMattina, was screaming out to his players to foul, and they probably let an extra 5 or 6 seconds tick off and let Logan Bruce dribble around. So Bruce now will go to the line, but SS Seward is going to take a timeout with 23 seconds to go. To draw things up, and we come back, Bruce will be at the line. Delhi leads 45-38. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. With 23 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Logan Bruce will step to the line for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs as they lead 45-38 here in the opening round of the Delhi Girls Tournament. It's a 10-point night for Logan Bruce, Caitlin Finch, and Anna Post. So maybe Bruce can take high-scoring honors if she can make these shots here from the charity stripe. That pretty much kind of sums this team up. All equal parts. You're not going to find someone who's going to go off for 30 or anything like that, but you could definitely see everybody have 15 on any given night. First shot is up and swish for Logan Bruce. She's got 11 points. Second shot coming here for the Lady Bulldogs. Bruce settles in. This one rattles off, and Anna Post with a rebound. Kicks it back out for Bruce. Baseline drive, wants to kill some clock. Works it back out to Caitlin Finch. Finch is finally fouled with 16 seconds to go, and she will head to the line. And once again, Joe DiMattina, SS Seward coach, looking at his players like, what are we doing waiting so long to foul? As Delhi was just very content to work some time off the clock there. So Finch will head to the line. First shot coming for Finch is off the back rim, too hard, and no good. Delhi leads 46-38, 16 seconds left. Second shot coming here for the senior wearing number 10, Caitlin Finch. Second shot is good. Finch now with 11 points. So it's Bruce with 11, Finch with 11, and Anna Post with 10. SS Seward's going to take a timeout with 15 seconds left, and the score 47-38. We'll keep it right here on CDO. I'm Nate Lull, and thanks for joining us here tonight. We certainly appreciate you listening in, whether you're on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Remember, you can go back anytime and listen to these games for free. You can download them or listen right on our website. Just go to WCDOsports.com and then click on Game Audio Archive, and all the games will be right there. It's a free download, courtesy of SFCU. Great atmosphere here tonight at Delaware Academy, this beautiful gymnasium, the Edward J. Schalke Gymnasium. It was redone a couple of years ago, and it just really pops in here. The new lights, the new floor, the bleachers are really nice and comfortable, and it's just really well put together. One of my favorite gyms to come to in the area, and the press box is up off the floor a little bit. It's a nice, unique angle. Here I'm in the one corner, and you can really see everything really nice and clear up here, and you never know. Some gyms you're on the baseline, some gyms you're on the sideline or the scorer's table. This is a nice view up here in the press box. So out of the timeout, here we go. SS Seward with the ball, 15 seconds to go. See if they can get a shot off from Roach, and she's going to have a traveling violation as she tried to step in for a three-pointer with 11 seconds left. Looks like Delhi might be able to walk away with this one here and just run the clock off. Officials blow a whistle there. I think they thought Todd Bruce wanted a timeout. He doesn't. And so Bruce will walk it up the floor. SS Seward will call off the Dogs, and this is going to be our final score, 47-38. The Delhi girls advance to play Cambridge tomorrow night in the Delhi Girls Tournament Championship Contest with a 47-38 victory here over SS Seward, a Class C team from Section 9. Postgame show coming up. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time. Nate Lull with you on WCDO as we are live from Delaware Academy tonight. We had a doubleheader. Our first game tonight was Cambridge defeating Cooperstown 61-53, and just now the Delhi girls defeating SS Seward 47-38. Let's run through our scoring summary. First, for visiting SS Seward, 17 points. That's a game high from Alexia Roach. She was absolutely fantastic. The sophomore did everything she could tonight for the Lady Spartans. 6 points apiece for Erica Straub and Alexia Chiapponi, and 9 points for Jocelyn Medina for SS Seward. Pretty even on the other side for Delaware Academy. 11 points apiece for Logan Bruce and Caitlin Finch, 10 for Anna Post, 7 for Olivia Wakin, 6 for Caroline Grace, and 2 for Sophia Wakin. Great game here tonight, and I think tomorrow should be a lot of fun. The Cooperstown girls will take on SS Seward at 5:30, and then at 7 o'clock it will be Delhi taking on Cambridge. Cambridge from Section 2 up in the Albany area. That'd be a very interesting matchup, very guard-heavy game. Going to be very fun to see the ninth graders Sophia and Lily from Cambridge, that they were just absolutely fantastic tonight on their end of the floor. They were just a lot of fun to watch, Sophia Phillips and Lily Phillips. And to see them go up against Caitlin Finch and Logan Bruce from Delhi tomorrow should certainly be a lot of fun. Let's get through our post-game awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Let's give that tonight to Alexia Roach from SS Seward. 17 points was the game high tonight, and I thought at times she was just unstoppable for the Lady Spartans. So we'll give that award tonight to Alexia Roach from SS Seward. Next is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Want to give that to Caitlin Finch tonight, 11 points, but it's always her tenacious defense that sets her up for some open looks and breakaway layups. Just did a very nice job and always feisty on defense. So Caitlin Finch is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Let's give that to Anna Post tonight for Delhi. Post finishes with 10 points. Just thought she did a little bit of everything, blocks, defense, points, you name it, she did it. So we'll give it to Anna Post, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Of course, brought to you by ACCO Brands in Sydney. So that's going to wrap up our coverage. Tomorrow, the consolation game will be SS Seward taking on Cooperstown, and the championship game here at the Delaware Academy Girls Tournament will be Delhi hosting Cambridge. We'll be on Twitter all day tomorrow. If you're not a Twitter person, you can always go to WCDOsports.com. That's where we post all of the scores of any game I'm at. It's right on the left-hand side of your page, right on WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. Always appreciate their hard work back in Sydney. We'll be back on the air next week. Our next game on the radio will be Tuesday night. We'll be up at the Hive at Oneonta High School as the Unitigo Lady Spartans will be taking on Oneonta in a fun non-conference matchup, that's for sure. So that'll be Tuesday the 12th, and that game will be tipping off at about 7:15, 7:05, Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our final score here in our second game of the doubleheader tonight. Delhi defeats SS Seward 47-38. Have a great night, drive safe, and we'll talk to you soon on WCDO.